All right, listen, there's a new way for contractors to sell. I could tell you about our Shinfu process and this and that, but today I want to talk to you about groundwork. All right, guys, stop wasting time on bad sales appointments. With this product, this service that my buddy Jeff Rayleigh, who you're going to hear today, he created, it's a way to get project video walkthroughs from your homeowners so that you can move them through your sales process quicker. Jeff's been a partner of the fight. He's one of the sponsors at Mile High Profit Summit this September 2022 up in Denver, near Denver, Colorado. And so we just wanted to shed some light on what Jeff's got going on because this is changing the game for people. So listen to this and then head to hellogroundwork.com to check out what he's got and book a demo and learn how to sell faster and at higher prices. Without further ado, here is Jeff Rayleigh with Groundwork. Jeff, what's up, man? Welcome to the fight.
Tom, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So, dude, tell us about Groundwork. What's up? We want to know. As I said in the intro, you're one of our gold sponsors here at Mile High Profit Summit coming up in September. And I am super excited about you being there again. I first appreciate you doing that. But I think it's important for the people that are in the room there to know that you're going to be there and they can meet you and stuff. But we wanted to also... And that's a few months away, and this is like the busy season. We're kicking some shit off, and this is the best time to get you in front of the whole fight audience right now. So give us a little crash course on what you do.
Yeah, so Groundwork, I guess we've been connected with Contractor Fight for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. Started off as an early test, you know, when we were kind of getting our feet underneath us, and so kind of fun to continue that relationship. But basically what we do is we help contractors save time in the sales process by helping them pre-qualify their leads. It's a software tool that helps contractors get video project walkthroughs from homeowners ahead of the sales appointment. Now you might be saying, hey, I get pictures from my leads from the form on my website. And I would ask you, how often does that actually happen? Do you have a system? Where do those go? How do you keep track of them? Our system is a really, really high-end system that makes you look good along the process, as well as save you a whole bunch of time. So better experience for the homeowners who want to work with you. If you got a fancy new website, we continue that fancy high-end experience for the homeowner so that they can show you what they've got. And then you get to save time chasing down the projects that you want to go look at and then, kicking the other ones out of the process so you don't have to waste time on them.
Yeah, we love having you as a partner because of the way we teach sales, right? It totally aligns. And you reached out to me, it was a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, going on three years, something like that. Yeah. I was in a Lowe's parking lot when I talked to you. I actually remember the conversation. I get a lot of people that reach out and they want to, you know, hey, I got this thing and I want to talk to you and, you know, about helping to promote it and this and that and partnering and blah, blah. We get these all the time. And you were pretty much just getting it off the ground. And I gave you some names of some of our clients that were using our sales process. And the reason I'm bringing this up, you guys, is because Jeff's not full of shit. A lot of people are full of shit. Okay. Jeff actually puts the work in, which is, I think, why we get along so well. And I gave you four or five of our contractors that are in our sales training groups. And I said, guinea pig with them. And if they come back and go, this thing's cool, then let's have a conversation. And I don't know how many months it was, but it was 8 months. It was a while. It wasn't like 2 months, but it was a while. And you coached these guys up and you took some feedback they got you. And over the years, you've made this thing so much better. And I asked every single one of them, I'm like the emperor, right? With the thumbs up, thumbs down thing, you know, I said, give me the emperor's decision on Groundwork and this dude, Jeff, and they all gave me the thumbs up, man. They were like, this is pretty fucking cool. So
And thinking back to that, it's, you know, sometimes when you build something, you got to get it out there and trust you're going to deliver. And, you know, software is a whole lot different than a home service business of any stripe, but yeah, it's been an awesome ride to be part of the crew and close partners and look forward to continuing to build it, the relationship, including out in Denver here this fall.
Yeah. And dude, your product, I think you're hitting your stride. You've hit your stride, but I think you're hitting your stride the timing of you hitting your stride with this product probably couldn't be better with what's going on in our selling environment and our economy and things like that. Talk to that a little bit, man. How that
helps. Yeah. So there's a couple of things. You know, there's kind of the real techie crowd who says, you know, I want the automated measurements and, you know, kind of like all the way at the other end, like automated all for me. I don't even want to think about it. And then there's the old school, right? The old school that's just like, I'm going to go shake every single hand that I can, drive out there and, you know, I'm going to sell them. I think what we've done really well is like, we're somewhere in the middle. We're at the sweet spot where it's just techy enough that the efficiency gains are just outrageous. You know, it's just like, we save you time, you make the experience great. Like there's a whole lot of pluses, but it's not too complicated that, you know, it's overwhelming. It's just a really simple, powerful tool. And then with what we've got going on now with gas prices being so high, I mean, like I have been astounded when I'm showing the tool to contractors from all over the country and even into Canada now. That's a common thing that we hear. You know, I'm driving around to these appointments, like it costs me more money now than ever. I actually saw a guy on Instagram, $141 fill up his one of his trucks.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, yeah, you know, that's a real deal. You know, like that's real money. So that's one aspect. And then just the continual kind of tailwinds of the pandemic, people are more interested than ever to go this route. They frankly, they want to have some sort of a virtual interaction where they don't have to meet you at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday at their house. You know, turns out they got better other things to do with their time. So if you can make it easy, you know, you end up saving your time, gas money, all that stuff. But, you know, homeowners respect that you're providing a convenient way to get started for them.
You know, what I love about this is it levels up the experience for the customer, right? Because in anything, business, sports, whatever, speed is king, right? If you're fast, you win.
Yep. So,
you know, as a football coach, be like, speed kills, man. You know, you can't coach speed on the field.
Yep.
But this groundwork gives you the ability for the customer to at least begin the sales process with speed, where most guys are like, oh, I can't get out there for a few days, or I can't do this or whatever. This allows somebody to check a box and take a step forward one way or the other in their sales process immediately, which is pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing that we've added since the early days is what I like to call just organized text messaging. So you look at the statistics on response rates from emails versus text. You know, I think it's something like 98% of text messages are read within the first 5 minutes of being received.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're text based, but I know contractors in the fight and elsewhere will tell you that their text message inbox is a hot mess. They don't know who the numbers are. It's a bunch of, you know, phone 7-digit numbers. They have no clue who it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's no rhyme or reason. Then your, you know, wife or girlfriend texts and, you know, it just gets pushed down the line and then you forget about it. So we bring some organization to that chaos as well. And text messaging is quick. People respond. There's just so many pluses to, you know, kind of diving into that avenue in addition to some of the kind of media sharing aspects of the tool.
Fighters, most contractors are undercharging for the value that they bring. We're always preaching you got to get a 50% gross profit on your work. So many of you, so many contractors are confused on how to do that. And that's why we have our 50% sheet. It's free. You just download it. You have instant access. If you want to grab it, head to thecontractorfight.com/50 and start dialing in those numbers and making the money that you deserve. It's time to quit stealing from your family. Go to thecontractorfight.com/50. Yeah, I've done that so many times, dude, with text numbers and things like that, where I've dropped the ball.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, because it gets buried. I don't have a reminder on it or whatever. So it's a great tool there.
Yeah.
So one thing you shared with us when we were kind of talking about this was power of a contact form on a website and the power to impress. What was that all about, man? Because it's just a fucking contact form, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth of it. I like to say that, you know, if you've got a contact form on your website, even if it has an option to like share a photo or something like that, you know, usually there's some file type stuff that you run into. The file's too big to be sent. You know, there's a lot of kind of that stuff that gets in the way. But moreover, I like to say there's no joy in a contact form. Like you are not like exciting your prospective customer with just the same type of contact form that everybody else has on their site. There's some strategy. It sounds really simple, but there's some strategy in the way that we've built the contact form that we put on the site. And I mean, it is a contact form, but it goes directly to engage the homeowner via text. And then we have a customizable process and experience that we put the homeowner through that doesn't feel like a form. It feels like you're listening to them. It feels like they're getting to share their project with you immediately, as opposed to, I talked to a contractor yesterday, and she's a hardscape contractor out in Washington or something. They are already booked out 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I said, you know, how do you know that all of those appointments are worthwhile? One. And the customers that are calling in, how do you know that they don't have the project that's going to make your year, and you're pushing them out 6-8 weeks?
So you're saying she's booked out 6 weeks just for appointments?
Just for appointments.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. That's an eternity, man, in this world.
Yeah. So that whole experience of the dead end, a lot of times it feels like a dead end to the homeowner on the contact form thing, you know. So what we approach is just make it a little different. You know, it's a differentiated process for people who want to kind of look a little bit different and stand out from the crowd a little bit.
So let's talk about the user experience on the other end with the customer. There's a lot of people that don't want to be bothered with the tech of uploading pictures to a website. And why can't you just come out and look at my property like everybody else and this and that? How is this helping that?
Yeah. There's a lot of variability on how contractors use our tool. You know, we have some customers that say, if a homeowner says, hey, I'm not looking to do this, then the contractor will say, hey, sorry, this is our sales process. And you know, sorry about you, you know?
Yeah.
And I would say more people treat it like that than anything else, but there's some variability, right? If you have a family friend, maybe you kind of work with them a little bit, but overall, people want to interact with this, with the tool this way.
Well, dude, I think if memory serves right, and I'm just on the spot here, cause it's been a while. I mean, it's been several months since I've had this conversation with you, but like, they fill out the form and you said they get a text link, and that text link immediately, obviously 99.9% of the people are on a mobile or on their smartphone, right?
Yep.
So it allows them right then and there to take a quick video. So it's not like they have to go and download a video and upload it to a website and all that other pain, right? Like, it's truly pretty idiot proof.
That's what we find. And even when we're demoing, it's very commonly, oh, that was easy, right? So we like to say, if you've got a smartphone, you're going to be able to figure it out. You know, it's it's not like we're, you know, one, there's nothing to download for the homeowner.
That's huge.
It's a guided experience that's just very simple. Very few times do we hear that somebody's stuck in, you know, the stick in the mud that doesn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And if they are, it's likely that those people aren't people you want to work with anyways.
Yeah. Fighters, don't miss out on Mile High Profit Summit 2022. We're going to be outside of Denver in Westminster, Colorado, September 14th through 16th for the epic premier, most kick-ass event in the construction industry this year. One of the speakers there is my good buddy and my personal coach, Ben Newman. If you don't know the name Ben Newman, just go ahead and Google it. But listen, he's a highly regarded performance coach, international speaker, best author. He works for the NFL, PGA, NBA, MLB, UFC, NCAA. In fact, he is the mental conditioning coach for the 18-time national champion in Alabama Crimson Tide football team. And he's worked with players all over the NFL and a huge influence in my life personally. So I encourage you to get your butt to Denver in September and be in the room with 500 other contractors that are totally going to level up their game as business owners, as people, as partners, as spouses, because that's what we do in the contractor fight. And as always, tickets are half price for your spouse or business partner, because it's that important that your other half is in the room with you. When you get everybody rowing in the same direction, good things happen. So head to thecontractorfight.com, click the menu where it says Profit Summit, and get your butt to Denver. I'm out. What's something about building this company that you didn't expect coming? Like something good or a kick to the face or whatever, right? Like, I'm just curious, like, what is something when you went out to do this, Like I'll tell you right now, I've never built a software and started a software company, but there is a part of me that thinks like, oh, you just build this thing and you put it online and people buy the thing. And like, there's kind of, because you see so many people that succeed with it. And I know everything's harder than you think it is, but I'm just curious, like what's been a surprise, good or bad, that's jumped out?
Yeah. So I'll give you one of each. And we'll see if I can keep my mind straight to give you one of each here. But something that's been challenging is, you know, what we're doing, you know, when we were out in Denver last year, you said, these guys are skating to where the puck's going, right?
Like,
we are a bit ahead of the curve. It's not crazy ahead of the curve, but it's new. So when you were out, you and I were talking earlier, homeowners call contractors and they know they need, you know, their bathroom renovated and they saw a picture online and they wanted to look like that. You know, it's a known thing. I want, you know, to get from here to here. One thing that we've discovered in our sales process is we need to shine the light a little bit on the problem, because there's not a whole lot of people focusing on the solution from a software perspective. Without shining a light on the problem, people don't get it, right? That's the beauty about working with you is, and I think that's true of any sales process, really. Like, what are you really, you got to get to pain, or, you know, some emotional reason you're going through this, you know, experience to find a solution. And it's just a little bit different on the software side of things than it is for a contractor.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've enjoyed watching your journey. I'm going to use a word here, and I don't mean it in a weird way, so don't get all excited, Jeff. But like, I'm attracted to people that have a monster work ethic, okay? So I love watching somebody go, I'm going to do this. I'm willing to put the work in. I'm willing to, I mean, one of the things you've done really well is gotten feedback from people, and you've implemented changes, continue to grow and make it better. It's not like you created this thing and said, okay, we've arrived and we're settling. You keep pushing the envelope. So it's that work ethic that I think is a huge reason why somebody listening to this right now needs to go check out, you know, what you got going on, because I know that you're just going to keep getting better, man. So
yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah. So if somebody, go ahead.
If I could say one thing on the positive side of things that I've learned is, and I didn't expect this in terms of where, you know, the business has taken us and all that, but I have really appreciated working with small business owners. Yeah. You know, I'm a small business owner. It's kind of the same thing as you just said, you know, like people who are working to make the world a better place for their families, for their clients, like doing good work. You know, when we get introduced to customers who are like us, you know, just making stuff happen, it is incredibly, incredibly rewarding. I had that realization a couple months ago, and it's just awesome to be working with people who are, you know, salt of the earth people, good people who just want to do good work, produce for their clients and for their family. So that's the other thing that I wanted to mention in there, because it's, you know, it's part of what we are. We are a software company, but we're also a relationship company. You know, that's kind of how we work things.
So somebody's interested in this. First, where do they go? And then what happens next? Is there like, do they just buy it, download it? Is there a demo process? How do you guys work?
Yeah. So, Hello Groundwork is the website, hellogroundwork.com. You can go there. We have a new section that it's just called How It Works. And there's 4 1-minute videos there that kind of break down exactly how it works. It's a good overview. If that gets you all the information you need, you can go to the pricing page and sign right up on the website. Or you can book a demo with our team and we'll just, you know, talk with you, see how you're working things now, how you might want to work things in the future, and see if we can help you out, get you where you want to go. Those demos are 30 minutes. And then if you want to get started, we have a 30-minute onboarding call and we launch. The cool thing about what we do is like you're fully implemented in about a week. So if, I don't know when this podcast is coming out, but we have already heard with the spring season, a lot of contractors are getting absolutely slammed. So we pride ourselves on getting everybody set up and fully implemented it really, really quick. So that's kind of the process.
Love it, man. Yeah, speed is king. So
that's right.
Okay. So guys, girls, peeps listening to this, if you're not yet using Groundwork, head to groundwork.com or hellogroundworks.com. I just butchered it again, didn't I? I just closed it. I had it here on my phone looking at it. It is hellogroundwork.com, not plural.
That's right.
Hellogroundwork.com. Hello Groundwork. groundwork.com. I'm like one of those late night commercials, right?
That's right. That's right. So,
where they say, say the call to action like 16 times in 30 seconds. So you don't forget the phone number or whatever. Well, dude, appreciate you carving out the time to do this. Super excited to hang out with you in Denver again. Guys, don't wait though. All right. Don't wait for Denver to talk to Jeff and meet him, see what Groundwork is all about, because the season is upon us. We're recording this at the end of March in 2022. And to my knowledge, this is coming out here pretty soon. And so you're going to want to get on this, because every day you wait, somebody else is taking a meal from you. All right. So have that mentality. All right. You got to feed your family. I want the other guy to starve, not my family. Okay. That's how it works. And this is the time. And let me say this last thing here. It's total squirrel moment, but it applies. Early in the year also, this is the time of year when a lot of the tire kickers come out of the woodwork, okay? Where the spring comes, and I would see this all the time, that if I had 50 leads in a week, 40 of them were people that were like, thinking about getting the house painted, okay? And these are, they typically were not our buyers and not our ideal client and this and that. So this is, again, like kind of like our Shin Fu process and our sales process. This is a way, guys, that you can weed through some people relatively quickly and not burn a bunch of time and gas and all that effort running around to people that are not a good fit for you. So there's multiple reasons you want to get this, you know, implemented right away. So anyway,
absolutely. Yeah. I can't say it better myself. That's why we're slammed right now. And hopefully we'll get more and more busy here. Busy time of the year for everybody.
Yep.
That's, you know, it's when our product shines, really helping people get through that push, the spring push.
Good stuff, buddy. Well, appreciate you making the time here today. I'll see you in Denver. If not, I'm sure I'll talk to you sooner. But guys, head to hellogroundwork.com, set up a demo, and implement this in your business and make some more money and save some damn time. Jeff, appreciate you, buddy.
Yep. Thanks, Tom.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening here today, Contractify Podcast. Go give us a review, please. Por favor. El Plizo, okay? Whatever language you speak, appreciate a rating and a review on iTunes so that this show will get in the ears of more contractors and all the boats are lifted by the rising tide and all that feel-good quote stuff. So anyway, appreciate you guys. We're out.